What's up, guys? Bollywood Psychos are back, and today we're going to be talking about the Bollywood it couples. Who's going to break up, who's going to stay together, and who's cheating on who? Because we, of course, know all this because we're very professional Bollywood journalists, right?
Yes, and we're also fucking intellectual and IQ over 1 million. So, of
And we live
course,
in Mumbai.
yeah, we live in Mumbai. We live where the Mumbai bomb blast happened.
Okay, buddy.
And
All right, chill out. All right, that's going too far. Okay, I don't like those types of jokes. Okay, all right, I don't like those types of jokes. All right, please respect the people of India.
Indians are the most amazing people in the
Respect.
world.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to talk shit. Okay, that's fine.
Okay,
That's fine.
so we're
I love
gonna
you, India. Bharat Mata Ki Jai. Come on, say it with me.
I'm sorry. In our contract, I did not know I was supposed to suck India's dick.
Modi is the sexiest man alive.
That
Did you not know that?
that's true. Kangana Ranaut does want to fuck Modi, so I mean.
Yeah, listen, let's not talk about Kangana. Talked about her to death on the last episode. Let's not bring her up. You know,
All right,
I
fuck
think it's
Kangana.
not just Kangana. I think anybody, any actress in Bollywood would love to fuck the shit out of Narendra Modi. And why not? He's fucking sexy, bro.
And guess who would like to fuck Modi instead of her husband? Priyanka Chopra.
See, that wasn't a good joke because you paused there. It wasn't good timing.
I'm not I'm listen, the first episode of this podcast, I told everybody that I'm a failure at everything. So what do you expect?
I expect you to at least put in a little bit of effort. That's all I expect from you.
I'm supposed to be a transition, motherfucker. Okay.
Okay.
So
It's a shit transition. You're a shit person. Okay.
thanks. Thank you.
Only Indians are good people. Everybody else is crap.
Yes. Indians are the best people in the world, okay? And if you talk shit about India, then you're a bad person. Just 100%. Indians are not people who just shit on the streets, okay? Let's get this straight. Indians also massacre their own people, kill Muslims, and kill Hindus too
Hey
sometimes.
man, I'm not here to listen to your fucking sarcastic remarks about Indians, okay? I'm gonna kick you off this podcast if you don't stop talking shit. Piece of shit. You beta male. Fucking Rahul Gandhi. Fucking that's what you are, bro. You're a fucking Rahul Gandhi, dog. Fucking beta male cuck, bitch. Anyways, but yo, you know, one thing you are right about, Priyanka Chopra would definitely leave her boyfriend to
It's
fuck
husband.
Modi. Oh, a husband. See, I don't even. Who cares, bro? Who cares
Yeah.
about Nick fucking Jonas, dude? Like, all right. So the first couple we're gonna be talking about clearly is Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas, and we're gonna talk shit about them mainly because we're jealous of Nick Jonas, but also because we think that this Jordy is ridiculous. What do you think about this?
It's the worst jury in the world. Priyanka Chopra is what, 10 years older than this fucker? This guy's a kid. This guy has not matured. This guy can't even grow facial hair properly. And this guy is fucking Priyanka Chopra. What the fuck is going on here? There's some kind of ulterior motive here, which you probably can understand. Nick Jonas was Priyanka Chopra's in Hollywood. That's pretty much that's all it is here. Nothing else.
You know, if Priyanka Chopra was fucking someone like The Rock, you know, or someone like Vin Diesel, or someone like fucking Tom Cruise, or some Brad Pitt, you know, that would make things interesting. That I would even understand. But Nick Jonas, who the fuck is he in? Oh shit, who the fuck is Nick Jonas even in Hollywood? Just some dude who had a Disney Channel show? Do you even know who Priyanka Chopra is? Something that really fucking irked me when this Priyanka Chopra Nick Jonas debacle wedding happened. People on the internet, white people on the internet, Americans who don't know who the legend Priyanka Chopra is, were talking shit about Priyanka Chopra. Like, oh my God, who is Priyanka? Who is Priyanka? She's getting married to fucking Nick Jonas. Nick Jonas is so hot. We fucking finger our little pussies every night to Nick Jonas's posters. Fuck you. You don't know who Priyanka Chopra is? Priyanka Chopra does not deserve Nick Jonas. Nick Jonas does not deserve fucking Priyanka. Oh, sorry, I said that the opposite way. Nick Jonas does not deserve Priyanka Chopra. Priyanka Chopra deserves much better. She was fucking the top of the top back in Bollywood, and now she has to stoop down to this in Hollywood? I'm fucking mad, bro. I'm fucking pissed.
Dude, how do you go from fucking Shah Rukh Khan to fucking Nick Jonas? How does that make any fucking sense?
Just because Shah Rukh Khan was married? Man, these society standards have to come off. These shackles have to come off,
If I was Priyanka Chopra and I had a choice between marrying Shah Rukh Khan and Shah Rukh Khan is dead and it's a corpse, or marrying Nick Jonas, I would definitely fuck the corpse and marry the corpse, because Nick Jonas is literally fucking nothing.
If I was Priyanka Chopra, I'd rather be Shah Rukh Khan's mistress for the rest of my life than marry Nick Jonas.
Yeah, and the all the psychologists, psychiatrists, all the cognitive behaviorists, they're puzzled about why this happened, and we really can't figure out. But one theory is like Priyanka Chopra's in Hollywood is Nick Jonas, but the thing is, she's not even that successful in Hollywood. She had a show called fucking what the fuck. She was called Alex Parrish for some weird reason. I don't know why. It was a retarded name. What, Quantico? That was a shit show. Nobody watched. There was like 3 seasons maybe, and everybody stopped watching because it sucked. And she took a pay cut because she felt bad about all the actors. Is this why she fucking married Nick Jonas? To be in like a part of a Hollywood series that sucks?
She was part of one like blockbuster movie named Baywatch, starring The Rock and Zac Efron and whatnot. But yeah, it was a blockbuster movie.
She was a fucking hot item there for 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's true. See, that's the thing. Coming from movies like Bajirao Mastani, coming from movies like Mujhse Shaadi Karogi, like what other movies? I can't think of anything.
Okay, fuck movies. She had a fucking huge modeling career, man.
Huge. She's fucking Miss Universe. Miss Universe stooping down to this level in Hollywood? It disgusts me, bro. It disgusts me. Mostly we're just saying this because we're beta male cucks and we can't digest the fact that she likes someone faggoty. But
Listen, okay. After everything we talked about in this podcast and how much of a monstrosity you are and how much we are fucking worst people in the world, but I rather have Priyanka Chopra marry you than Nick Jonas.
I'm a fucking god compared to Nick Jonas, man.
Bro, anybody is a fucking masculine god compared to Nick Jonas. I feel masculine when I stand next to Nick Jonas. Because this guy is 5'6".
I would have felt better if she married Joe Jonas instead of Nick Jonas. Fucking, at least Joe Jonas is a little better looking.
I mean, he's still a faggot, but whatever. I guess
at least he's a little bit. No, I'm just saying. I would still be just almost as disappointed as Nick Jonas. What it would be just a little bit better, you know.
I guess.
Here's the reality. Here's the reality. All right. As my idol, KRK once said, Kamal Arkhan. If you fucking retards don't know who the fucking long form of KRK for you people, Kamal Arkhan, my idol, my fucking. As Indians say, my ideal is, you know, KRK. He once said, this jodi ye nahi tikegi. Ye jodi nahi tik sakti. I think those are his exact words. I'm quoting his YouTube video, his iconic YouTube channel. And I don't think KRK is ever wrong, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
This is going to be, she's going to get bored. She's going to want to go back to Shah Rukh Khan. At one point, she's going to be like, you know, main kahan thi aur ab main kahan aa gayi, and it's all going to go to shit.
Obviously, her in Hollywood wasn't so successful because she did like stupid series that didn't last, and a 5-second role in like a Baywatch bullshit masala Bollywood movie. So it didn't turn out good. Now Priyanka Chopra will start thinking like this wasn't worth it at all.
And maybe, also, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Well, everybody hates her now. And not just because of the Hollywood shit that she does, because of her like political opinions. So she became more famous, and then she started spewing her fucking retard. If you're a retard actress, please keep your political opinions to yourself. Okay? Don't start talking about shit like this on Twitter. She's not at the level of Kangana Ranaut, obviously.
Right.
But she's still a fucking retard, right? I'm willing to bet that she just says shit in order to get like a good ovation or whatever, like get like fucking
attention, anything.
Yeah.
Nobody
get
cares
not attention
about her anymore. Yeah,
not attention. She says that shit so she could feel better about herself, so that people would praise her for saying those things, and then she could feel better about herself, right? But what ends up happening is people see through the bullshit, and she's so dumb that she just says the wrong shit, you know. And if she just stayed in Bollywood, she wouldn't have gotten into this whole fucking Jamila, and she would have fucking.
You know,
stayed in her lane.
I think it's mostly because she is in Hollywood and she's not doing much there. And to stay connected to the Bollywood audience, she feels like she has to put these opinions out just to be, you know, just to be in the spotlight. And yeah. She does put these things out. People hate it. People see through it. And people just call her a fucking foreigner. Yo, bitch, stop talking about a country you don't even fucking live in.
Exactly, man. It's sad, man. It's sad. Nobody respects her in Hollywood,
man.
Dude.
In Hollywood, yeah. In Bollywood, in Dollywood, in whatever wood you have, because she doesn't belong to any wood. She's not in any wood right now. All she is in Nick Jonas's asshole. And even though Nick Jonas's asshole is huge because all the fucking dicks that have been inside it. But how long is Nick Jonas's asshole going to keep Priyanka Chopra?
Talking about faggots. Tiger Shroff. How many dicks does he have up his ass right now? Or is he dating anybody in Bollywood as of now?
Apparently, he's dating. So before we go to Tiger Shroff, Priyanka and Nick Jonas definitely not going to work out, correct?
Priyanka and Nick, they're going to break up. Give them 2 years maximum.
Right. In 2 years, it's enough time for Priyanka Chopra to realize that this wasn't fucking worth it. And because of all the reasons we listed, this ain't going to work. Okay.
Priyanka Chopra threw her life down the fucking drain. She's a 40-year-old woman with no kids, and she's going to regret her life, bro.
It's so fucking sad.
And we are predictors of the future. We are God, right. And we can...
Yeah, she should have had Shah Rukh Khan's love child.
Having said all this, if today Priyanka Chopra found out that I said this, I'd kill myself.
Okay.
Because I care about her.
Dude, anything you say, anything that happens in your life, you do want to kill yourself. I mean, you are fucking suicidal.
That's true.
Let's get to the second jury that you mentioned is Tiger Shroff and Disha Patani. Now, do you think...
Wait.
Okay.
Tiger Shroff is dating Disha Patani?
Yes.
How do you pronounce her name even? What is it? Disha Patani? Patani? I don't know how to pronounce
it. Who cares? Disha Patani. Whatever.
Okay. Bro, that... Okay, I feel bad for Disha. Go on.
So, I think it's definitely going to... They're going to break up because Tiger Shroff's gay.
Nigga went through puberty. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that word. Dude went through puberty after he got into Bollywood. Did you notice that? He didn't have a beard when in his first movie. No. It's not steroids. It's Rogaine. He had to use Rogaine for his beard. Okay? Rogaine and minoxidil or whatever the hell that he used. And he grew out a beard because he was insecure about his facial hair. And listen, growing out a beard, you know, might have made him look a little better, but it still didn't improve his fucking acting skills.
Dude, we are better actors than him.
You know, one thing I don't understand about Tiger Shroff is that why doesn't he just come out and say he's gay? Because why does he have to fucking put on this charade for everybody?
Let me tell you something about Tiger Shroff's mom that you actually might not know. this is actually real true, and this is true shit that in my opinion, maybe it's true, maybe it's false, but this has been reported a lot of times. Tiger Shroff's mom was in an affair with some 25-year-old gym dude.
Okay. And so
And during the Jackie Shroff and Tiger, his mom's marriage, she was in an affair. And what happened was, to ruin that affair, Jackie Shroff bought that guy a house, got that guy a girlfriend, and got that guy a fucking job.
Okay. So what does this have to do with Tiger?
So now think about this.
Is that who Tiger is? People think he's the son of his mother, but he's actually the lover. Is that what's going on?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No, you fucking bitch. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that Tiger Shroff just fucking stayed and looked at that shit and saw his mom being a complete slut and fuck some gym bro. And Tiger, this is all very well documented. Anybody can do a Google search and find out. This was heavily suppressed in media because Jackie Shroff is like influential and they didn't want to do this shit to him. But anyways, this is all our opinion and unsubstantiated. But Tiger Shroff looked at that, watched that happen, and he became a complete bitch. And that's why he can't come out as gay. Because if he comes out as gay, then everybody's going to say, hey, you're gay because your mom fucked another guy. So he wants to just to defend his dad's character, his mom character, he's straight.
So I was just Google searching something, and I found a very reputable website.
Okay.
Very reputable. Very, very, very reputable website by the name of koimoi.com. I mean, just very reputable, right? It sounds like a legit website.
Yeah.
The headline here is, when Jackie Shroff's wife, Aisha Shroff, reportedly denied rumors of dating Sahil Khan, stating he's gay and was caught having sex with male staff. So the affair that you're talking about, is this person's name Sahil Khan?
Yes.
Do you know who Sahil Khan is?
He's a bodybuilder.
He's a fucking bodybuilder alpha male douche on Instagram. Have you seen this guy's Instagram? Because it's fucking hilarious.
Yes, I saw it. Yeah, he's some bodybuilder guy, gym bro.
Oh my god, because that is so funny. Because he's always posting chicks. He's always posting pictures with like the hottest Russian woman. Meanwhile, he's actually the actual woman he's fucking are some 60-year-old, like, you know.
I mean, it was kind of an affair. It wasn't like.
What?
You know, it wasn't like they were in a fucking relationship.
Bro, the fact that Tiger Shroff's mom fucked Sahil Khan, bro, like, he just turned gay. I'd kill myself. I mean, I'd kill myself on anything. But I'm just saying, like, he just turned gay. Even with a rumor, I wouldn't be able to show my fucking face in public. Like, Sahil Khan? Are you serious?
Right.
Oh my god, that is disgusting.
Because that guy's almost Tiger Shroff's age.
No, he's not. He's like 40.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's still young. That's still like 20 years young. The reason, I'm not saying because of age. I'm saying Sahil Khan just because of who Sahil Khan is. Sahil Khan's personality is like of a piece of shit. And so, The person she had an affair with being Sahil Khan makes this way worse. If she just had an affair with some random gym trainer or whatever, who cares? But it was Sahil Khan, which makes it 10 times worse. You don't understand. You don't know who Sahil Khan is, maybe. But
he's basically like a douchebag character. Yeah, I get that.
He's like a wannabe Dan Bilzerian.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Like, Dan Bilzerian's already a fucking asshole enough, and then he's just like a wannabe Dan Bilzerian. Just imagine how fucked up that is.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But anyways, I don't want to talk shit about Tiger Shroff's mom. I just want to talk shit about Tiger Shroff. I'm sure if Tiger Shroff's mom was a better actress than Tiger, Jackie
Oh,
Shroff sure
definitely.
was.
Definitely.
But yeah, so Tiger, he everything he does, everything he says, just screams gay. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Who cares if he's gay? I don't care if he's gay. Good for him. He should come out and say, "Yeah, I'm fucking Kiran Johar." You know, I'd
Yeah.
be proud of him. I'd be proud of him. I'd be the first to say, "Fuck yeah, Tiger. Go get it, fucking lion." But all this fucking dancing around, dating Disha Patani, pretending to date Disha Patani while Disha Patani fucks everybody else. Like all this, like this is kind of cringe, bro. What are you doing? This is, I mean, which straight guy works on his body as much as Tiger Shroff, huh? Huh? Tell me.
No, nobody, man, nobody. And here's the thing. You know what's sad?
What?
When he's gonna be 40 or 50 and Bollywood's gonna be a little bit more progressive and everybody's gonna not give a fuck that much. I mean, obviously already people don't give a fuck about his sexuality, but I guess 20, 40 years when it'll be more so, he's gonna come out and he's gonna be like, "Oh, I'm gay." And everybody's gonna be like, "Oh, dude, we knew you were gay." But the real victim here is Disha Patani, who is being in a relationship with this faggot.
Can we talk about actors who are gonna come out as gay when being gay is all right in the future of Bollywood? Because that is the most interesting topic I can think of right now. Actors who are going to come out as gay. So Tiger Shroff, number one, right? Number
Right.
one is Tiger Shroff. Number two, let's think about this now. Let's think about this. Let's break this down very analytically. Okay. Okay. Very analytically. Let's go through a list of actors. All right. 'Cause and then decide which one is gonna come out as gay. All
Okay.
right. I'm gonna shout out names here. Okay.
All right.
They're gonna be the names here. You might think, oh, they're not gay or whatever, that he's not gonna come out as gay. He's fine. You can just skip, we can move on after I say that name. But I'm just gonna shout out random names here.
All right.
Okay. Shah Rukh Khan.
Skip.
All right. Aamir Khan. Skip.
Skip.
Salman Khan. Really? You're skipping Salman Khan?
You think
You're
so?
skipping Salman Khan.
This guy's the most masculine fucking dude in the world.
So what? Doesn't mean he doesn't fuck guys. He can be the most masculine fuck ever, but he like you know, and
Nah,
he might still get fucked in the
I don't think
ass.
the gay
Why
thing.
do you think he hasn't been married yet? Huh? Huh?
Because he doesn't fucking want. If an alpha male who's rich, has abundance of wealth, and woman should not get married. Getting married is a disadvantage of him.
Doesn't he want kids?
He probably has kids, but we don't know about them.
You know what? He probably has kids with Malaika Oh my God, dude. Oh my God.
I mean, who knows? I don't know.
As soon as we get like 100 listeners, Apple Podcast is gonna take us down. So, anyways, okay, it's not Salman Khan then. You know what? I kind of agree with you. Whatever. I was just trying to be a contrarian there. Let me think about like a specific. Okay, Hrithik Roshan. How about him?
Oh shit. I mean, that's a good point.
Hrithik Roshan.
I don't think he's, I think he's bisexual. So he won't come, he's not gonna come out. That's the thing.
Okay, so not Hrithik Roshan. Abhishek Bachchan.
Nah, skip.
Skip. Who the fuck is gonna come out as gay then? I guess there aren't many.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Never mind. This was a failed topic. It was a worse topic than I expected it to be.
Okay, obviously. Now
Shut the fuck up. You're a failure in life, bitch. Don't talk about me. You're a failure in every fucking aspect of your life. I
right.
will kill you. No, I
Right,
won't. All right.
please do.
All right.
Now let's go to our third couple here. And our third couple is Ranbir and what it looks like a child here. Let me see who this is. It's like a teenage girl. Oh, this is Alia Bhatt. So Ranbir and Alia Bhatt, is this gonna last?
Yes.
What, really?
Yeah, it's gonna last. Yeah.
How? Why?
Because it's the perfect age difference. 39, 28. Perfect, bro. You know, she's bully bully. First love, you know? And he's like experienced and he's just like, you know, provider, this mystique, older man, but still looks really good, still looks really young.
That's true.
You know?
And they're both from star families.
Both from star families, so they know each other's experiences. They have very similar life experience. You know, I'm sure Alia has been fucking since she was 12, so...
Right.
You know, so she, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure she doesn't have, she has just an abundant, as much of an abundance of experience as Ranbir Kapoor does, you know?
Right.
Here's
the thing. Ranbir and Katrina didn't work out because Katrina was essentially from a whorehouse, right?
I cannot substantiate that claim.
That was a bad joke. And Katrina, cast lawyers, don't sue me. I was kidding. But I think Ranbir and Katrina didn't work. Essentially, they couldn't get married because Katrina's background was kind of confusing and in the dark. And like, who was her real father?
Katrina's a Pakistani and she deserves to be killed. Okay? Right. Pakistanis don't deserve to live. So,
that's true.
Let alone be in Bollywood, be given the privilege to travel around India.
I just want to remind you that this is not racist because our host here is a Pakistani.
What? How fucking dare you call me a Pakistani, bro? I spit on Pakistanis, bro. Well, fuck them, dog. Fuck Pakistanis.
No, fuck Bengalis. That's...
No. Bengali Indians are good. Not Bangladesh Bengalis, but Bengali Indians, right. They're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Okay. No, again, guys, we're just messing around. We love all people. We just love Indians more, you know. That's it.
Right. If you met us in real life and talked to us for 5 seconds, you would not think we like Indians or even...
India. I love my India.
Okay. Ranbir and Alia. I think, yeah, they'll work out because they're both from star family and they understand each other's struggles as a star family and all that bullshit. They're good actors. They're good actors. They got good careers. They're going to last.
They look good together. And they look right. It looks, I don't know. It looks right. It just looks like, you know, sometimes you think.
I don't think Alia looks right with any guy above the age of 18 because she looks like a child.
But see, that's where guys should marry children. No, I'm kidding. No. Pedophilia is wrong. No, but I think like a age difference between a man and a woman, especially if you're over the age of 25, then like a 10-year age difference, I don't think it's like that big of a deal. 25, 35.
Because yeah. men are mostly immature. So
yeah. Like right now, I'm 25, right? You know, like the difference between a 25-year-old and an 18-year-old is way more than a difference between a 25-year-old and a 35-year-old.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense. Because after you go over 30, like how much more mature are you going to get?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And by the age of 25, your brain's fully developed. You know, you've like basically started your life. You know, we haven't because we're losers. But,
right.
You know, most people, they've like started their lives. And
We started our death.
Right. We started our journey to death, you know, I started through eating, you started through drinking, right?
Right.
You know, one's going to die faster, but, you know, but the main goal is there, is death. No, but anyways, yeah, so 25 and 35, you know, in this case, 28, 39, you know, no big deal, especially because Ranbir doesn't really look that old. Doesn't look 39.
Yeah. I'm still like in awe and surprised that he's 39. Doesn't he make
right? Yeah. He made his debut back in like 09. Was
Holy
it?
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's been a long time,
We're
man.
so fucking old.
We're not that old. We're only 25, okay? Chill, dog.
Okay.
Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me, bro. I'm gonna start crying, okay? Like,
Wait,
don't.
we're old considering we don't have that much of a life to live anymore. Like, we're gonna be both dead in the next 5 years. So
Next
you're like,
5 years. No. Next 5 years, a lot of things can change in the next 5 years, dude. A lot of things. A lot
yeah.
of things can change in 1 year.
I hope
So.
my pulse changes to fucking dead. But
Okay.
next couple here
I think we
is.
should make less suicide jokes. I'm sorry. I've been making too many suicide. I think it gets real depressing and it gets real old real fast. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry I've been making so many suicide jokes. And I'm sorry for my partner here, you know. We're not fucking, and that's not what I mean. I'm sorry for my
We're definitely
podcast.
fucking.
No, we're not. No,
We're
please. No,
definitely
please.
fucking, 100%.
No, mom, don't listen to this guy. No, we're not doing anything. Okay, now people are definitely gonna think we're fucking.
Yeah,
All
we're
right.
fucking. No, don't worry about it. We don't
Yeah.
use condoms and we both have HIV, so it's all good.
I'm the fucker though, so just
Sure,
saying.
sure.
Just saying, yeah.
Okay, so number four is Saif Ali Khan and Kareena Kapoor. Do you think this is gonna last?
I think we've already seen it last, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. And Kareena Kapoor, she did the smart thing and broke up with Shahid Kapoor in a perfect time and got on Saif Ali Khan's dick. And everybody was so pissed off at Kareena Kapoor for like fucking doing this. Oh, how could you leave Shahid Kapoor? You guys been together for a long time. Now let me tell you this. Shahid Kapoor is very, very good guy. If you are a girl from age of 18 to 25, after you reach 25, Shahid Kapoor is a fucking cuck. He's a fucking loser. He's not successful.
What are you talking about? He is successful.
He's not successful compared
Yes, he
to
is.
Saif Ali Khan.
Well, I guess, yeah. I guess when you compare it to Saf, yeah.
Okay. So he's not that success. He's successful. He's not that successful. He's a good
But you know,
actor.
he, you know, have you seen Kabir Singh, bro? That shit, I think, wasn't it the highest earner the year it came out?
Hey, that's one movie, bro. Saif Ali Khan's two movies did better than fucking Kabir Khan. So,
No, I think Saif Ali Khan's like taking a downturn. I mean, he's doing
yeah,
Netflix
later in
shows now.
life, later in life, he took a downturn, but I'm speaking at the time of when Kareena left Shahid Kapoor. When Kareena left Shahid Kapoor was still trying to make it.
Yeah,
It
I
was.
guess you're right, because Jab We Met was didn't Kareena Kapoor get Shahid Kapoor Jab We Met?
Yeah,
Or was it the
yeah.
other way around?
They broke up when they were filming Jab We Met, I think.
Oh, okay.
So they so basically, before Jab We Met released, Kareena Kapoor left Shahid Kapoor book because she didn't see a future prospect with this loser. So she got on Saif Ali Khan's dick, and it has been going pretty good. And they have a fucking kid together and all that shit. So I think it fared pretty well for Kareena Kapoor, marrying the much better, much more successful Saif Ali Khan, rather than Shahid Kapoor, who's a fucking loser.
I'm not gonna let you talk shit about Shahid Kapoor, okay? Shahid Kapoor and Saif Ali Khan are both my dogs. Like, I love both of these actors. They're like the rare breed of good actor in Bollywood. Like, especially since they're stars and they don't choose movies just based on like just because people will come watch. They actually do good movies most of the time.
Okay, fine. But Saif Ali Khan has like an empire. Shahid Kapoor is just an actor.
I don't know. I can't. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know who has an empire and who doesn't. Well, you know what? Actually, Saif Ali Khan is a Raja, right? Isn't he like a king or some shit?
Sure. Yeah, he's a fucking king and shit, man.
No. I'm actually being serious. Isn't he like the king of like the Saudi or
I don't
something?
know.
The Raja of. You don't know?
Okay. I don't know, who cares? But the thing is, Shahid Kapoor's most of his films, except Kabir Singh, which came out very recently, most of his films fucking literally flop.
No, they
Okay?
don't though. No, they don't though.
Buddy Gul Mehta Chalu flop. Welcome to
But
New York flop. Padmapat flop. Rangoon
was
flop.
not a flop.
Urdhva Punjab
Urdhva
flop.
Punjab was not a flop.
Shandar flop.
But they were Urta Punjab was a good movie.
Haider
and,
flop.
Haider was a good movie. Fucking
Bombay Talk is flop.
Oh my god, bro.
Kameena flop.
Kameena was not a flop. What are you talking
Jab
about?
Jab we met flop.
Fuck you, dude. Now you're just being an asshole. I don't like
Viva flop. I'm kidding, but like
how do you know so many of this guy's movies, dog?
I have fucking Wikipedia here, right?
Oh, never mind. Yes, yeah, so smart.
But he's mostly a flop star. He does good acting though. I can't deny that shit. Kabir Singh was fucking awesome.
Kabir Singh was great. Heather was great. I really liked Heather. I really liked Urta Punjab too. But I think Urta Punjab, he did too much, like a little bit of overacting there. But overall, I don't think it was a bad movie. I think Kareena Kapoor.
I think he did pretty good acting in Urta Punjab. He actually acted like a fucking Indian.
I think it was a little bit. I think it was a little bit too much, but you know, it was all
that
right.
That was
it
the
was
whole character, man.
I think Kareena. I think Kareena Kapoor and Diljit Singh. Diljit Singh, is that his name? Diljit.
Who
I don't
the
know.
Fuck is that?
The Sikh guy in that movie. So him and Kareena Kapoor, I think, did a really, really good job in that, like, in that movie. It was great. I think they were the stars of that movie. I don't think Shahid Kapoor was the star. Diljit Dosanjh, I'm talking about. Not Diljit Singh. Diljit Dosanjh. Yeah, so they were the stars for that movie. But anyways, like, he's done really well in Heather. And he has a new movie coming out called Jersey. The trailer looks really good for that one. I'm excited.
It's gonna
for
100%
him.
Flop, guarantee.
You're gonna flop. In
I've
life.
Already flopped. Okay, so okay. Saif Ali Khan and Kareena Kapoor—they're gonna fucking last.
Yeah, 100%.
Because they already lasted, right?
Yeah.
So who's the next? Okay, the next one is Arjun Kapoor and Malaika Arora.
Breakup. Oh, this is.
Oh shit! Really?
I give it 2 years, dog.
Why?
Yeah, what do you mean why? An older woman with a younger guy, how long is that going to last, man? Come on now. The younger guy is eventually going to see some younger woman who want him, and he's going to be like, man, why the fuck am I fucking this wrinkly old bitch, you know? Like when I could be fucking these hot-ass Tara Staria type actresses right
but,
now.
But have you looked at Arjun Kapoor, his
Arjun
face?
Kapoor is, so what? He's a big star.
And
it doesn't
his
matter.
Stardom, like, no, like, his face, and also he's not doing so well.
I think Arjun Kapoor's personality is really nice. He's a funny guy. He's you know, he understands self-deprecating humor.
Of course, he's gonna be self-deprecating.
I think his personality is really good. I think any girl, and then he's not like unsuccessful. You know, he's not a loser. He actually does good movies, some good movies, not all. Most of his movies are bad, but he's successful. People watch his movies. Let me complete what I'm saying, okay? So Arjun Kapoor, I think he could get a better looking woman. I think he could get a younger woman who he has more fun with than Malaika Arora very easily.
Okay.
And I think once
but
he
dude,
sees
Malaika,
the light,
Malaika Arora is fucking hot.
Malaika Arora is hot, whatever, but like 10 years down the road, is she still going to be hot?
Right, because Malaika Arora is not only hot, like, she's like a dignified fine presence,
dude. Sure, but it's like my mom has a dignifying presence, you know. Like, what are you gonna fall in love with your mom, you know? That's just weird.
That's fair. The thing about Arjun Kapoor is that it's a sad story. It's about just before Arjun Kapoor's first movie was gonna be released, his mother died of cancer. And everybody sees that as a tragedy, like, she couldn't see her son's movie. But I say that's actually not a tragedy. That's actually a good thing. Because the movie was so shit, his mother would be really disappointed. So it's good.
Man, be
that
quiet, man. Stop saying every movie is shit, okay? Ishaq Zadeh was not that bad of a
movie. It's good that his mother died before watching the movie.
Stop Rest saying every movie it was bad, okay? Ishaq Zadeh was not that bad of a movie.
Sure.
I liked watching Ishaq Zadeh. I was entertained. Okay. The acting was not bad. The dialogues were well written. And I think direction and dialogue writing and the acting can make a movie much better than it actually is, even if it is the same old story. But it doesn't matter. Like the way it's done, it was just good. It was just smooth.
I'm just glad his mom died before she saw the movie. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Right.
But all right, whatever, man. Just fucking, there's no use arguing with me or with you, man. You just think everything is bad. What do you think is good? Do you think anything in Bollywood is good, huh?
Yes,
What?
Andadun.
Andhadhun is a masterpiece. And Ayushmann Khurrana has a new movie coming out where he falls in love with a trans woman. Did you know
Oh,
this?
wow.
Did you know this?
No, I don't know this, but he always does these
Yeah.
fucking cool stories, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. He falls in love with a trans woman. He fucks the trans woman, and then he's like, "Dhoka diya tumne mujhe." It's really funny in the trailer. I'm gonna watch that movie. That movie looks funny as fuck.
All right. So as a conclusion, Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas, they're gonna be fucking divorced in 2 years, guaranteed, because he's a fucking loser, faggot type nigga. Shah Rukh and Gauri, they're gonna keep going. Wait.
We never even talked about
How
them, but
shit?
yeah, Shah Rukh Khan and Gauri Khan, that's already been done. That's never gonna break up because I think Shah Rukh Khan's probably fucked so many whores, and Gauri is still with him at this point. So I mean,
right, but
if he's done...
what about all the drug use? Gauri Khan is, you know.
Yeah. So whatever, she's found a way to cope. So of course it's gonna last until she dies
Yeah.
of drug overdose. But that's a different story.
Right. So Shah Rukh Khan and Gauri Khan, they're gonna last till eternity. I guess that's good.
Yeah, people are like, what the fuck are these people talking about? How do they talk so confidently about people using drugs and who's cheating and who's had an affair? We're just talking out
we're
our
playing
asses, people.
characters. We're
We
playing
don't know
characters.
anything.
Yeah.
We don't know anything. We don't know anything about what's going on. We're just being losers, okay? Like assholes who talk shit about people on the internet, okay? That's what we're being right now. So
we're
don't
the
take
physical
this...
manifestation of trolls.
Yeah, don't take this... and don't take anything we say seriously. Anything, literally
especially,
nothing.
Especially if you're a lawyer representing these people.
Especially when we say that we're being serious, that means that we're not being serious. So don't ever take anything we say. I don't think that many people... Actually, I actually checked, and it's apparently it's 25 unique listeners. So, hey, man, we're getting pretty famous. So... Listen, 25 unique listeners and I think 6 or 7 unique different countries, you know, Kuwait, Italy, United Arab Emirates, India, Canada, United States, Pakistan, dirty fucking Pakistan. No, but no, Pakistanis are great. I love you. No, I don't, Indians. But Pakistanis, I love you, but I don't. If Indians are listening, I don't love them. If Pakistanis are listening, I love them. All right. So, yeah, man. I mean, I think people actually... They listen to 8 minutes of the podcast and then they turn it off. But whatever, it's fine. Who cares? We're gonna find our audience one day,
right?
And I think at that point they need to know that anything we say is not serious.
And if you have any topics that you want us to talk about, and you're that one listener who actually gives a fuck, maybe then you can email. What can you email?
BollywoodPsychos@gmail.com.
Shoot us an email about what topic you want, and we'll cover that topic.
Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please rate and review, even if it's a 1-star review, even if you just want to tell us that we're pieces of shit, just do it, and we'll mention it on the podcast, no matter what. Even if it's a 1-star, 2-star, 5-star, we'll like anything, we'll mention it. And even I think you can rate on Spotify too, but I don't know if you can. I don't know. But on Apple, I think I can actually see it. So if you're on Apple, rate it and let us know, and we'll read off your review in the next episode. And email us at BollywoodPsychos@gmail.com if you want us to talk about anything. This was the episode, and we'll see you next Sunday with another topic. What's the next topic gonna be, bro?
Depends on what we get emails, you know.
We're not gonna get any emails. All right, let's be realistic here. Okay. No, probably we'll tell you what. You know what? We created an Instagram called Bollywood Psychos. Follow us on Instagram, people.
Yeah,
we won't be posting as of right now, but DM us on. You can DM us on Instagram. You can email us at BollywoodPsychos.com, or you can rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on Anchor, you can message us on Anchor. You can do all of this if you've listened. If the one person who might find this interesting has listened up to this point, please, please, please do this so we know that one person, at least one person, is listening. You know.
All right. All right. Enough begging at the end. Okay. So yeah. we'll see you next time. We'll come up with a topic. Don't fucking worry about it.
We're gonna come up with a stupid topic like every week. Later.